On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
That's right. You know it's me. Who else it gonna be, huh? Who else you expecting? It's not Ron. You click on the wrong link if you think this was Ron. Go back and click again. Okay? All right. Enough of the jokes. That's all there are jokes, anyway. If you tuned in thinking this is NPR, you're wrong and go away. Yeah, I don't listen to NPR. I mean, if it's on around me, I'm not going to be rude and say, hey, can you change that? But it depends on who it is. I mean, if I know the person well, I'll say, can you just change that? I mean, like music. I don't like people talking. I don't like talk radio. And this is what you're listening to. I'm talking. But, you know, I do play music in between my segments. And you know that. Unless you've never listened before. And if that's the case, where you been, eh? All right, well, anyway, so there was an election Tuesday, just a minor preliminary, I guess they call them primaries, and maybe where you were, where I was, there was, but they had that, and they narrow it down in a primary, who's going to be on the big election in November, and there's a big one. I'm sure there's something happening where you are, too. Every year there's something. It could be governor, it could be mayor. And eventually it's president. So you know how that works. And I was talking with a couple of people, and there seems to be a consensus among these two people that 4 years is really what the term should be, maybe even three. But two, you're barely getting anything done. You're in there for a year, and then the next year you're trying to campaign again and getting warmed up. These two-year terms are kind of bogus. We need 3 or 4 year terms. But if you want that, you have to be the voice of change. It's not going to happen. It's funny how people think things will just change and automatically, and they're not even doing anything about it. All right, well, anyway, I work at the polls, and I've been doing that for, oh, God knows how long. Too long. A long, long, long time. I worked my way up. I was an inspector gadget, go-go gadget voting machine, and I liked it a lot. I really like being an inspector because you're greeting everyone. You're interacting with the public. As a clerk and warden, which is what I do now, I'm the captain. I'm the big cheese. I'm the warden. They've called me captain. I think that's flattering. I'm a captain, really? But anyway, so as a captain, I mean, as a warden, I just sit there most of the time doing nothing unless there's a problem of someone that's not registered or whatever. I have to make a phone call. I don't really work till the end of the night. I also work at the beginning of the day, setting everything up, okay, telling people what to do, what to count, so forth. And at the end of the night, doing the tabulations and closing the polls. But during the day, I don't do a lot. So I miss that interaction. I do get more money this as the pay, you know, promotion, but it's fine. But this way I can do both jobs. I did the other job for a lot longer than I've even been doing this job. And I've been doing this job for at least 5 years. I think 7 years. But anyway, so you get, as you should move up the ranks as you're getting promoted. That way you know each job and you can go back and do it or show the person how to do it accurately. But anyway, what I do like about being a warden is the time I can talk with the police officer who's detailed there at the polls. And each polling place has an officer. And there are 28 polling places in the city of Brockton, anyway. So that's 28 police officers working. At least. We had two. We had, you know, the split shift. So I had two officers that day. So you figure you could have upwards of 50 officers working that day, making good money to sit in a chair and shoot the breeze, which is what they do. And it's great because I pick their brains every single time. I want to know what's happening behind the scenes and they confide in me. I'm not just some perp that's out on the street turning tricks or getting smack. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. I'm a respectable person in a respectable job right there in an election. You know, a city election, could be a national election, whatever. So they're telling me stuff and I love it. And I usually bring it up on a podcast. I mean, I always bring it up on a podcast after an election. And today is no different, okay? I talked to Officer Vargas and he knows I'm going to do podcasting. I told him. He said, "You going to put me on blast?" He's so funny. He's Puerto Rican. Yeah, he lives in a place called Agadia. He has a home, he has family there. Anyway, so he's a nice guy. Super, super nice. But he's also a hard ass, and he has a right to be. He's very conservative. He's by the book, and he lives his life that way. Okay? It's no act. He is very regimented, and that's a good way to be because you're no nonsense. Okay? And we got along really good. That's surprising because you know me. I'm fly by the seat of my pants, Victoria. Vittori! Anyway, but we get along really well. We talk for hours. I mean, he was there at 6:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. We just talked. And I took notes, and he loved it because he's like, "Oh, you're writing that down? Is that going in the podcast?" I said, "Oh, yes, 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 yes." And I wish I wrote down more, but I was too busy listening to him. I didn't want to be distracted and miss anything. One thing I really want to convey to you people is a very important thing he said to me. He said many important things, actually, but this one really struck me. And he's going to be surprised, maybe not, if he's listening, to which one this one is. But I'll tell you a few. But my favorite was when he sees young people, and he said, they say, "I'm Puerto Rican," or, you know, "I'm Mexican," or "I'm Brazilian." All right, example, "I'm Puerto Rican." He said, "Oh, really? Oh, what part of Puerto Rico are you from?" And he go, they said, oh, "I'm not really from there. My parents are from there." And he said, "Oh, then you're American, okay? Because you were born here. You're American. You need to start saying that." And I love that. That is so true. Because what are these? Some guy had a Puerto Rican flag tattooed on his forearm. And he said, "You know, where's the American flag? If you're American, he's been to Puerto Rico once." He goes, "What, are you there on vacation? You're not Puerto Rican. You're American. You know, again, it's the heritage. But you should say you're American." I mean, he's right. He's not wrong. He's another police officer that is Republican, I'm pretty sure, because that's how most of them are, and military. And that's just the way it is. I mean, they've seen government. They're not happy with government. You get somebody like Donald Trump in there that's different, that wants to change things and not business as usual. And that's appealing to people. Without looking too deeply into it, on the surface, that is super appealing. You have to admit, anyone that wants to change the system and is a fresh face that's not government, you're going to go, "Yeah, right on." I mean, you peel back the layers, you may not like what you see. But anyway, he said to be grateful. Be grateful. You're from the United States. Okay? You're American. Say that. The other thing he told me was there's something called a Cinderella license. And he goes, "You know what that is?" I said, "What, you turn into a pumpkin at midnight? I don't even know. You can't drive at midnight?" He goes, "Well, actually, you have a license from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's the only time you can drive to get to work. Absolutely, just to get to and from work." No idea that was a thing, okay? I mean, I've never had one. I've always had a regular license. I've never done anything to have to be restricted to a Cinderella license, but that would be kind of funny, wouldn't it? I'd have to, like, go clean soot off, like, the floor in these all raggedy clothes at my stepmother's. Wouldn't that be great? Except that I don't have a stepmother. So I have raggedy clothes, but they're not that raggedy. Anyway, I digress. So he said he pulled over a guy once with a Cinderella license, okay? And it was 9:30 at night. Oh boy, because this guy, Officer Vargas, new nonsense, I'm telling you, okay? So he said to him, "You know, what are you doing out now?" And the guy's like, "Oh, I was so tired, I had to just get stuff from work, I had to get the equipment, you know, I had to get it back." And he's like, "Oh, but it's after 7 o'clock. He said, "Well, And then he said to the driver, he said, So I should go look in my law book then. Let me go get it and see if it says, the license is good from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. unless you're bringing back stuff from work and then it can be 9:30. He goes, well, it's not going to say that. He goes, that's right. Then why didn't you leave earlier and stay in within the time frame? And I think he gave him a ticket. I think there was a reason he did. Like, he's really good with people until they, want to push his button and say and give him a little lip. And then he's like, oh, you know what? Okay, well, then you're going to get the ticket. Okay. So, my advice to you and his advice, okay? Shut up. I've always said that. If you get pulled over, you don't say anything. You answer questions when you're spoken to, okay? You don't start mouthing off. You don't start making excuses. You're just going to make people angry. Okay? Just don't do it. Stop it. Shut up. You're in the wrong. If you weren't in the wrong, why were you stopped? Okay? You're probably doing something. You're probably always doing something and getting in trouble. So you just better take your lashes like a man or a Cinderella. Okay? All right. Well, he also wanted to tell me something about people on the streets. Okay? These people that are street people or whatever, the kind of gangs or whatever they are more afraid of other street people than they are of the police, according to him, Officer Vargas. Okay? Efrain Vargas. ¿Cómo está? Muy bien. Okay. Because they can get a cop's job or they're not intimidated by the police because they know the police have rules and they're supposed to follow them or else. But street people, I don't even know, mess you up. I'm afraid to ask. I don't want to get near street people either, and I'm not a street people, and I would be a horrible street people because I would just not make it. I don't think I could do it. I'd be intimidated. So there's that. And the last thing I want to talk about that Officer Vargas and I were discussing was to enforce the little things in life. Everybody's, letting all these things happen. It's a small thing. Everyone looks the other way. It's no big deal. That's how things are always done. It's no big deal until things crop up and crop up. And then you have huge problems that weren't addressed years ago, decades ago. And he's right. He's right. These things become a huge problem and no one cares anymore. Okay. We've always done it that way. So let's just keep doing it that way, even though that's not the right way. He said rules are for everybody. And they really are. I agree with that. Rules are for everybody. You can't just let someone else slide and then expect the other person to have to follow it. It's not fair. It's not right. Those things have to change. You follow the rules. He said, do you go through a red light at 3 a.m. just because no, it's 3 a.m. you just drive right through the red light? No, you'll stop because it's the law. It's a rule. You respect it. Just because no one's looking. Okay, what kind of life is that? And the other thing is that these cops are called to people's houses for apartments, wherever, for domestics. And we know that's the thing. It happens all the time. If you have a scanner, you know that. You don't have a scanner, you read in the paper, whatever. They want them to handle their problems, handle their parent their kids. They haven't done it. They're ends wit, wit's end, ends wit, wit's end. Yeah, whatever. I'm dyslexic, you know that. So, and it's not the cop's job, okay? It's the parent's job. These are adult children, most of them, that they're having problems with. Tell them to get a job, move out, this and that. You can't have cops just say to like do your work for you because you've screwed up all these years and it's time for the cops to fix it. That's not how it works. And that's not their job, okay? They're out there trying to stop crime. Why are you interfering with that, with your domestic problems that you can't handle your own kids? You created that monster. That's what you've done, and you need to fix that. Don't rely on cops. Don't rely on teachers to parent your kids, to send them to school and pick up where you have dropped the ball. It can't happen. It doesn't work that way. You're lazy then. You have unrealistic expectations, and you need to stop that. Okay? We were on the same page in a lot of stuff, Officer Vargas and I. He's a great personality. He's really funny, and I hope he's listening to this because I don't know how to reach him to tell him to listen to this. But hope I work with you again in November, and that'd be fun. Okay.
Figure out what I can do with you. You say I move around just a little too slow, but every time you place, I'm there to show.
now and then, as a matter of fact. Doggone my aching back.
Yes, my aching back. Oh, boy. You know, I don't talk about this, and I'm surprised I'm even talking about it now. But you know what? It's come to this. It has come to this, huh? I'm going to have to tell everybody the cat's out of the bag. I got a bad back. I do. Okay? I don't like to give that impression because I feel like people should think I'm spry. Is Granny spry? Yeah, Granny's spry. Okay? But since, off and on for 5 years, it's been bad. But about 9 months ago, it started getting awful. And I think it might be sciatica. I'm not sure. It's probably a pinched nerve disc type thing because it's a stabbing pain. It's not just like you're aching back where it's sore and you feel like it's a muscle pull. And no. I'm being stabbed with a samurai blade in my lower back. Okay? Excruciating. Every morning. Last winter, it was so bad, I had to get help to get out of bed. I slept on the floor just so I could get up, be able to get up when no one was around to help me get out of bed. That way I could kneel and, you know, crawl to stand because I was not able to get out of a bed. You know, what's that about? I was a dancer, okay? I was in some shape. I can still ride a bike all over the place, okay? So I don't know what's going on. I haven't seen the doctor. I've told her about it. You know, they do exercises. Do exercises. That's everybody's answer. Okay? I was in physical therapy for my back a while ago, too, and I don't even know if that helped. Whatever. There's different back problems. I've seen these commercials for laser spine something. I would probably get that. I think I would do laser spine thing. I don't want surgery per se with like a scalpel because I hear nightmare stories. I hear you're on Percocet forever. It's just more pain. But maybe a laser thing. Do they use like Lost in Space science fiction stuff on my back? Or maybe acupuncture? Just, I want like a magic potion, okay? If there's something like that. Along with the exercise, that's fine. But I need to have something done about this. I have those little patches I've been using for months. I think actually a few years ago when I went to Miami, I actually had to bring the patches and put it on my back to do a lot of walking. So, I mean, it flares up. But now it's at the point where I don't know what to do. You know what? The quality of life is declining. So, I mean, I like doing my podcast. I like doing different things, I suppose, when I do them. I love my family. But you know what? You start to think, is all that enough if you have a lousy quality of life? And I don't need to live in some Thailand back alley to have a horrible life. I mean, that's, you know, that's going to be bad, right? That's situational. I mean, I'm there, you know, in a third world country. That's awful. I could have diphtheria. I don't even know. Get sick from drinking water. I'm sure it could be worse. I am 100% convinced it could be worse. Everything that's wrong with you right now could be worse. We get that. Everybody gets that. It doesn't invalidate your pain and what's wrong with you. Okay? You're entitled to your pain, your depression, your whatever's wrong. Your strife, your hard times, you're entitled to that. Don't always say, well, somebody else has it worse. I got to count my blessings. No. Then you're falling into a trap where it's not valid. You're, what's wrong? And it is. You need to deal with that, confront it, accept it. And then you can, you know, move on more than to say, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. You're in denial. I know everything's not fine. I need a job. I need transportation. I need a life. I need friends I can count on that will say, hey, call me up and say, hey, how's it going? What are you doing? I am not one to make calls. I usually hang back and don't. I'm probably in the throes of depression half the time anyway. So for me to do these podcasts even is a big step. You might think it's really easy for me. Look at even this one's a day late. I couldn't even motivate yesterday where I can motivate today. That's, you know what, I'm not going to whine because, again, people have it worse. There's legitimate things to whine about. I don't have cancer yet. I've had skin cancer, whatever. But, you know, because then I guess I have a legitimate reason to gripe. Oh, she's got cancer. Oh, my God, that's horrible. So unless I have a real big physical thing, 10 small physical ailments can add up to one big one. I've always stood by that. And it's so true. I mean, I don't just have a backache. I get lots of migraines. I mean, I'm not going to go on and on about everything, but you know what? When you see people and think everything's great and they may look great, don't be deceived by that. Appearances are deceiving. Judging books by covers, don't do it. It's very wrong. We like to be judgy. I like to be judgy too, usually for the lulls on the show. But in reality, you know, I have a heart. And if you know people that know me, talk to them, okay? They will tell you the truth. Like I always say, at my funeral, you will find out the truth. A lot of people like me. And I'm still perplexed by that sometimes. Yeah, I don't totally get it because there's way more likable people than me. And when I'm not likable, I'm really not likable. So, yeah, you got to catch me on a good day, usually. Or in a good mood. Yeah, like that. So, all I'm really saying is the pain is bad. And how long are you supposed to live with pain? I used to think emotional pain was worse than physical pain. But I'm waffling on that. Physical pain is very bad. If you couple it with emotional pain, it's the worst. I mean, then what do you got? You're nothing. It's nothing. Nothing left. So I'm hanging in there. You know, keep on trucking. Whatever. Let's just do that with a nice big smile and fool everybody. Yay. This is one night I'm wishing I could rewind. Rewind. Yeah. Do you ever think about that word? Rewind. You know what made me think of that word? Is videotapes. Even cassette tapes, okay? No, they're not used anymore, right? Now it's all, even DVDs. The DVDs are still a thing, Blu-ray, but most things are streamed, okay? Digital. It's all streamed now. And that's fine. Media, I get it. Whatever. So are people going to know the word rewind, kids, these days? What does that mean? That word won't even relate. They won't even get it. Do you follow? Okay. So that's a song called Rewind, you know, Rascal Flatts, whatever. He gets it. He's old enough. But yeah, Rewind. I guess you can do it on DVR. You rewind back, go back. They just say, you know, back up. The word rewind, I wonder if it's going to fall by the wayside as some old-fashioned word. Do you ever think about that? I never thought about that until yesterday. So I thought I would let you know what I think, because that's what the show is about, and just pass that along. Okay? Rewind. Yeah, it's going to be gone. Thanks. That song. And you know why I'm playing it? Because I heard it today. Yeah, so you're going to have to suffer too. You know, I have no problem with Culture Club. I really don't. They have so many good songs, and yet the radio played that one? That one. Okay, no, we're not doing that. Okay? It's got, you know, when you have like, you need more cowbell, you're like, it needs more cowbell. You know, this one was like tambourine. It's way, 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 way too much tambourine. And there's like a harmonica at the beginning. And like harmonica is good for a certain type of music. And I'm thinking maybe bluegrass stuff. Then it fits. I don't want to hear it in my 80s songs. I don't want to hear harmonica. I am on the fence with tambourine because that's more 70s. They're stretching it with 80s, okay? So don't play that song. Play I'll Tumble For Ya. Play Miss Me Blind, Do You Really Want to Hurt Me? I mean, my gosh, they had a lot of stuff. There's no reason for this song, okay, to be played in 2017. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't want it. And something else. Okay, he was Boy George. Okay, he's wicked old now. Okay, is he still a boy or is he Man George? Is he Old Man George? What is he? Does anybody know? I just, you know... Can I just, is he George O, what's his name? What's his name? An Irish name? George O'Fay, O'Malley, O'Weird Face? I don't know. But anyway, no more of that song. I don't want to say it. and I don't like it. And there's a lady in it singing, and I don't know where she comes from, and I don't like any of it. Okay, so don't play anymore. Ever. Thank you. Yes, Tori's pet peeves. I'm so peeved about Craigslist. Yes, I talked about this last week, and I don't get it how people just don't like get back to you. They do, they say they want something, then like never talk to you again. And I said how they just want free stuff always. Okay, so try a little experiment, okay, and it's peeving me. So I don't even think I'm going to do it with Craigslist ever again. I think that was the last Craigslist straw. And I feel like, no, I can't message anybody because no one cares. They don't even, Craigslist doesn't even care. They're like, this happens all the time, okay? It's the nature of the beast. Remember how I said that people love free stuff? So I put something free in there, okay? I got an email pretty fast, like you do, because they're scouring it regularly for any good free stuff. I'm not even going to tell you what it was. I'm not even going to tell you. Point is, it was free, okay? And I got an email right away. Guy wanted it, okay? You still got it? I got it. You want it? I want it. Okay? Nothing happened. Today, a lady emailed me. I didn't even know she was a lady till afterwards because there were two emails, two or three emails. Yeah, you want it? You're going to be over here near this place? Well, I can be there. I was having somebody else take care of it for me because, of course, I don't have a car. Can you take these over there? Yeah. So when she texts me about when she'll be there, you bring it over there. Nothing. Nothing. Okay? I'm done. I'm so done. If people are going to yank my chain about free stuff, before they were just scooping it up. They love it. And even now, if no one was interested, why did I get two emails about it? Huh? Oh, they were interested. Yeah. Okay. It's free. You can take it and resell it or whatever you want to do, okay? You know what? They're trolling me. I'm getting trolled by Craigslist, and I'm not going to anymore. I'm going to go over to eBay and sell stuff for real and pay the listing fee and ship it or whatever if I have something legit to sell, because I'm not dealing with you losers anymore. You local losers, okay? Get what you pay for, man. It's free? Yeah. You're dealing with ding-a-lings. I'll tell you what, 3 years ago, I put a free ad in that place. I'm not even going to say that name now, okay? And it was a chair. I don't think there's anything wrong with the chair. Perfectly good chair. Put a picture of the chair in with the free stuff. Lady wanted it. She drove a long way. I think she was on the other side of Boston, okay? Nice, respectable lady. Came here, we emailed back and forth. I could tell from her, you know, language and writing. She's educated. Nice lady. Told me she spoke French and everything, okay? She was going to be going to a free French club or something. I don't know. Took one look at that chair. She did show up here, looked at the chair and said, no way. She didn't want the chair. Okay, well, she still came here, all the way here, for a stupid chair. I'm going to deliver stuff to people. I'm going to meet them. I'm going to cater to them, and they still don't want it. All right, you know what? I don't even want to keep talking about this. Control. I haven't heard that song in a minute, have ya? No. I'm bringing the blast from the past back. You know I'm good for something over here. Okay, point is, remote control. Okay, so again, I don't watch television, but sometimes if it's on, I watch it because it's there and I see commercials and I'm always like, wow, blown away. Like I'm at the dentist and they have commercials on the TV that they have you watch and you're there in the chair. And I watched a cooking show on the TV at the dentist the other day and it looks so much fun to cook. I don't do it, but it looked fun. It looked like it'd be delicious. I mean, if everything's poured out for me right there, fixed out, I can just pour it into a bowl and make it probably. But anyway, that's not my point. Remote control is my point. There was a commercial for, get this, a like washing machine that was done by remote control through someone's phone. Okay, time out. Stop this right now. Okay, I've heard of like remote cameras and things you can operate from your phone, like through an app or whatever, a service, and you can turn it on. Okay, and watch cameras. Okay, how do you... Maybe you can turn your washing machine on. You're like, oh, I forgot to turn my washing machine on. I guess I'll do it through my app on my phone or whatever. Okay, how do you put the clothes in? It's not going to do that for you unless you have like a robot. And I'm not playing a robot song, okay? Although there's a Red Hot Chili Pepper one. Go robot, I like. But anyway, if you're putting clothes in your washing machine, and why are you not turning it on? Why are you walking away? I have never done that. When I put clothes in a washing machine, I turn it on. I put the soap in. I do it. I would never just throw it in there and walk away. I don't even understand the logic. Or get an app for my phone so that I can do it later. Something else. I'd like to be around when my appliances are running. Don't you? They say never to leave a dryer going when you leave the house. Okay. Maybe I misunderstood the commercial because I didn't get it. And I still don't get it. And I didn't look it up and Google it because ain't nobody got that kind of time right now. I want to get this podcast out. I'm a day late. Just listen to what I'm saying. Go look it up if you need to. I don't follow the logic there, if there is any. I need someone to put in the laundry first. And then why can't they just turn it on? What is my phone even about in this situation? Okay, it doesn't make sense. I'm not pet watching. I understand all those other things for your phone, but not this. So stop it. I do like cooking channels. Back to that for 1 second, because I'm out of time here, but I like cooking channels. Sometimes they make me hungry and I want the food. And if it's a really cool looking recipe, I will print it out and never make it. But the fact is I printed it out like I think I'll make it. I'm that step closer. One step closer to making something that I see and I know I can do, like Cowboy Bebop Ranch salad or something. I saw it. I was like, oh, it looks so good because it was on a channel that I didn't put on, but somebody else did. And I went, wow, that looks so great. But again, I'm dreaming. I'm not making something. Probably. I can make Jell-O. And I like to make Jell-O without even eating it. I drink it. I don't even want to wait for it to get hard. I'm just going to drink the Jell-O mix. It's so good and sweet and delicious. So cherry's my favorite flavor. Just drink Jell-O. You don't need to eat it. Okay, so that's all for now. I'll catch you this week, later this week, on the Ron Van Dam Show, Tory Fridays. Be there or be square, and we'll do this all again. But it'll be funnier because Ron's there, and you laugh a lot. And it's better than this, probably, as far as you know. Okay, peace. Now I can only guess, 'cause it's gone, daddy gone.